Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, we had a delightful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a great time sharing with the folks a little bit about our Philippine mission trip that my wife and I had the privilege to go on. Saw a missionary there, Jessica Willie, and several other missionaries of the, I think, seven that we support in the Philippines. Had a great time. Saw 594, I believe, profess their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. And just a blessing to see the churches that have been planted and the Christians excited about serving God. And we had a great time. If you get a chance, maybe go back and watch the highlights there on our YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and get to see some of the pictures and what God did. And just a wonderful, wonderful time there in the Philippines. But it's good to be back home. And it's we're looking forward to this Sunday now. It's our Turkey Dinner Sunday. Look on our Facebook page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City on Facebook, and there's a advertisement there about the big day. It's a Turkey Dinner Sunday. Will you RSVP if you're coming? Call the church office, 614-875-2190, or drop me an email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, and we'd be glad to mark you down. How many you bringing? And come enjoy the meal with us on Sunday. Our service begins at 10:30. We have just a gospel service, and then about 11:30, quarter to 12, we'll go out and turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and dressing and vegetables and roll and butter and salad and pumpkin pie, the whole nine yards. And we'll give away about 10 frozen turkeys. Maybe you'll win one of those to take home for your Thanksgiving dinner. But we hope you can come out, invite your friends, invite your enemies, but invite everybody to come and be our guest. We'll have plenty for everyone, and I hope you'll be present for our Turkey Dinner Sunday coming up this Sunday. And be sure and RSVP at 614-875-2190. If the secretary is unable to answer, just leave the message that how many of you are coming and a way to contact you. That'd be great. And then we can give you a reminder on Saturday about the day on Sunday. Okay? Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. In Romans 5, beginning in verse 3, the Bible says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." All right. Everybody likes a newborn baby. They're small and sweet and cuddly and quiet. And imagine for a minute two young people get married. And of course, after the appointed time, they are expecting a child and they have a baby. The child is normal. A normal child is healthy, and parents are thrilled and happy, and grandparents are thrilled and happy. And then after a while, another's born. And then another baby comes along. And then another comes along. And then there's 8, and then there's 9, and then there's 10. But there's a problem. You say, "What's the problem, Pastor?" All the babies stopped growing around the 18-month-old mark. Soon, 10 babies, all 18 months old. Soon the house is full of stinky diapers, temper tantrums, crying that never stops. Can you imagine the frustration of those parents? Babies are cute. Babies that stay that way are not cute. Okay? Now listen, the same is true in church. It's great for a church to win souls. It's great for a church to give birth to babies. And we want to see people saved and become babes in Christ. But if the babies don't grow up, then you're going to have a church full of selfish, complaining, whining, spoiled children. You know, it's the difference between having you have a school, you have your first graders and you have the young ones, but then you balance that out with hopefully some juniors and seniors. You have a right balance there where they've grown up. And the church, people have to grow. That's why the Bible tells us to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, how do we know that we're growing? We cannot compare ourselves with somebody else. We know physically all babies grow at different rate, and we grow spiritually at a different rate. But we can look to the Bible. We look to the Word of God. And there's a couple places in the Bible that give us a checklist for our spiritual growth to see if we are pleasing Him. List number one is found here in Romans chapter 5. And in Romans 5, and you know what I did? I read Romans 6 earlier. I read Romans 6, 3 through 5, instead of Romans 5. Let's read Romans 5 now, shall we? And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That's the passage I'm looking for. Notice here, the first thing he mentions, we glory in tribulations also, because tribulation worketh patience. Tribulation means trouble. Young children react to trouble differently than adults because they've never seen it before. Hopefully, by the time you reach adulthood, you've seen some trouble. What's that insurance commercial? Is it Farmers? It says, we know a few things because we've seen a few things. Well, I know about trouble because I've seen some trouble. And the first thing God's going to bring into your life as a new believer is going to be trouble. Saul, when he got saved in Acts chapter 9 and began to preach the Christ that he was persecuting before, and began to preach Christ in the synagogue, what did they try to do? They set out to kill him. Remember, they had to smuggle him out of town and let him down over the wall in a basket. I mean, the tendency is to run and hide. The tendency is to if you run and hide, listen, if you run and hide as a new believer, when trouble comes, then run to the Bible and hide. Hide in the Word of God. Hide in the Church of God. Don't drop out of the Bible. Don't drop out of the church. Don't drop out of either. Don't return to where you think it's comfortable. No, when you run to the Word of God and you run to the house of God and you stay with the people of God, then God begins to develop in you something called patience. Patience. You see, tribulation works patience. Patience. Trouble, tribulation tends to make people want to panic. Patience is the absence of panic. The same troubles happen to some in the church, and they just keep on going, while others who experience the same trouble scream and run for the door. And the difference is patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The word perfect there doesn't mean sinless, it means mature. And so that's part of Christian growth. You understand, Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. And so we can have patience, we know troubles will come. So tribulation, trouble, works patience. And then the Bible says, patience, experience. Now, as you gain experience, you have far less emotion about situations. You know why? You've been there and done that. It doesn't mean there's not excitement, but it means there's far less emotional highs and emotional lows. In other words, you're not on that roller coaster, the emotional roller coaster anymore. Up and down and up and down and excited and then down in the dumps. No. There's more of a steady because you experience some things. And you know, we're going to get through this. We know that there's in season and out of season. And so my experience tells me this too will pass. And so our tribulation, our trouble, works patience, experience, and then experience hope. Now, don't panic. Hope isn't in the Bible. It's not what hope is deteriorated to today. Our hope is I cross my fingers and I carry a four-leaf clover and I'll put a horseshoe in my pocket. No. That's not what hope in the Bible means. Hope in the Bible is a certainty of something that is yet in the future. but it's a certainty. And so now we know things that might seem overwhelming to us, things that we faced maybe a few years back or a decade back that would have seemed overwhelming to us, now we don't panic. We just have a bit of a smile come across our face. You know why? Now I know God's at work, and God's going to be at work. You see, my hope is this, that he which hath begun a good work in me will perform it until the day of Christ. My hope is that it is God which worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You don't get that necessarily right away at salvation. You don't necessarily get it the first time you experience some trouble. But by sticking with it through the years, you grow up spiritually to reach that point of quiet confidence. If you drop off at tribulation, if you drop off and don't have patience and gain the experience, my friend, you'll never experience the hope and you'll never grow up spiritually. You see, these things build one upon another, and God is building us up to the image of Christ. He's forming Jesus in us. And so tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And I believe he goes on to say, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. And so hope never makes ashamed. We're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. That's not a wish. That's a certainty. It's a certainty Jesus is coming again. And it's the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the second list that we have as far as growing in grace is found in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And the Bible says this in verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a great list. Here we're adding to our faith. And we're going to pick it up here tomorrow, all right? We're running out of time, so we'll pick it up here for Friday's broadcast as we're talking about spiritual growth. We are, as newborn babes, the desire to see sincere milk of the word that we can grow thereby. We're to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That we're not be like babes that always need milk, but we grow to use strong meat. And we exercise, and it just is normal for a baby to grow. It's normal for a Christian to grow. We've got to grow up. And we do that by adding to our faith. And we're going to go through that list a little bit, Lord willing, tomorrow for the broadcast. All right? Remember the Turkey Dinner Day coming up on Sunday. I hope to hear from you. Drop me an email or give the church a phone call. That would be great. And RSVP for Turkey Dinner Sunday, this Sunday, November the 12th. All right? And then let's pick it up here tomorrow for the broadcast on growing spiritually from 2 Peter chapter 1. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.